Bullock.
News Talk ZB, it is now 26-7. William Curtain is with Milford Asset Management. Now, the Milford KiwiSaver plan has been named the Morningstar KiwiSaver category winner New Zealand for 2013. You can take advantage of the investment expertise of Milford Asset Management, who offers an award-winning suite of Milford KiwiSaver plan funds for your retirement savings needs. For more information or a copy of the investment statement, you go to milfordkiwisaver.co.nz. That is milfordkiwisaver.co.nz. Or you can call Milford direct on 0800 662 345. William Curtain is with me. William, good evening, and thank you for your time.
Hi, Larry.
Now, first up, we're going to talk about the impact the Wellington earthquake had on the financial markets. How did the markets react today, in your view?
Well, first up, the currency opened down, but as the market realised there wasn't major damage, the New Zealand dollar rallied back and ended up in positive territory. The equities actually shrugged it off, with the NZD rising to start with and ending the day 15 points up. The big ones to watch were the property and retirement companies for the announcements that they put out reporting whether they had damage or not. But luckily, all the major property companies reported no significant damage.
Seemed to be pretty okay, didn't they? Are there any longer-term implications, do you think?
Insurance is the big one. So post-Christchurch, a lot of these companies, particularly with a lot of property, have been struggling with big rises in insurance rates. And they've been going up as much as double to almost three times what they were in some cases. So this event is not going to help abate that inflation insurance prices. Other potential impacts is demand for higher spec property in Wellington. So tenants looking to go into the safer buildings. And that's been a trend since Christchurch. And this recent earthquake may continue those trends.
Can we talk about net migration stats? They were out last week. What trends are we seeing there?
It's been a big improvement. I mean, in the last month in June, we had a 600 net immigration into New Zealand. So that brings the total inflow for the year to 8,000 people. Now, the last 2 years have actually had outflows, and the big change has been Australia. We've had an improvement in 8,000 migrants and over the last 12 months. The difference being is that our economy is actually starting to accelerate, while the Australian mining boom has ended, and it's looking easier to get jobs in New Zealand than it is in Australia. And interestingly, there's actually a big inflow of immigrants into Christchurch, which has been suffering from outflows for the last 2 years. So it could be a sign of activity picking up in Christchurch. With the current sort of outlook for each economy, we may see these trends continue, which will be positive for the wider housing market in New Zealand and in general.
Right, that'll be good, wouldn't it? And the Reserve Bank's OCR decision Thursday, they'll hold rates, will they?
Yeah, it's likely. I mean, it's really a battle between higher house price inflation, which the ABC would love to bring under control, versus the exporters and trying to keep the dollar, New Zealand dollar, down or not giving it any more fuel to make it go higher. So we had annual inflation of only 0.7%, which is the lowest since 1999, so it really doesn't give a short-term need to increase rates. However, within that inflation number, there was signs of some inflation picking up in domestic regions and sort of in the building market. So that sort of gives you the feel that we can't stay on hold forever, and perhaps early next year rates will have to rise.
Now, we have Synlait Milk listing on the NZX tomorrow. What do you see in this?
Yeah, Synlait's likely to try it out, mainly because there's an announcement just after the deal is completed that Friesland Campina has purchased 7.5% of the stock. Now, this is one of the world's largest dairy companies, and it's also a customer of Synlait, so it gives a great positive feel about the quality of their product and the sort of demand from their customers. And there's also potential for some corporate action down the track, so it'll be a positive start for Synlait, I would expect.
All right, and that's good. Thank you, William. Good to talk to you. I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Larry.
That is William Curtain from Milford Asset Management. For more information, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, or call them direct during business hours, of course, Milford 0800 662 345. 0800 662 345.